And this is the segment of the show we like to call Zach and Matt Talk About This and That. This time joined by Deb. And how are you both doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad to get here at 10.
Yeah, you've been in here at 4 a.m. here lately.
Yeah.
Makes me smile.
Well, I took, you know, the weather was nice the past couple of days, so I thought, shoot, I'm going to play hooky. I'm going to call in. I'm going to go fishing.
You know, there's something I love about fall weather. Like, and it is the time I actually like to go fishing. Like, if I have to sit outside for a long amount of time, I don't want it to be hot. I want it to be cool.
Yeah. You know, I don't, you know, let's keep this just between us boys, but I told the bosses I was deathly ill. The truth of the matter is I was over at the lake wet and alive.
That just is a sight to see, I guess, Deb.
I really was sick. And I do appreciate you, Matt, for helping me out there. I got hit with a terrible, weird virus. Weirdest virus I've ever had.
Well, apparently it's kind of making a slow rotation here in Coffeyville because my better half got it just a little while ago.
Yeah, I mean, like a month back, and a half, something like that. And, you know, we were talking about I was actually getting really concerned about Zach's wife at the time because he was like, I don't know. I mean, she is just, she can't walk. She can't, you know.
Well, and it sprung up so suddenly.
And
like, it was just
instant.
Like, one day, I didn't get any messages all day, and I go home, and you know, my wife can't walk or do anything, and you know, has to sleep for 14 hours and just miserable. So
yeah, I saw Deb at noon. You know, I saw you at 12:30, and then the next thing I know, 5:30, 5 hours later, John comes in and says, "Yeah, Deb's not feeling well."
yeah, it was weird because like my husband and I went to lunch.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, and it was like flipping a switch how quickly I felt bad. And, you know, our lunch came and he's eating his lunch and he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, you know, I think I'm too tired to even eat. And so I go home, I text Denise. I'm like, I'm not feeling so good. I'm not going to be at the meeting tonight. My husband comes home from work to check on me because I called him then in a little bit because it got worse.
Right.
And you wind up with a really high fever, terrible headache, your body aches all over, you can't move, you're lethargic, you have no energy. Walking was very difficult, like your wife experienced. You have to hang on to the walls. And my husband comes home and he like checks me and he's like, wow. You know, I had a temperature above 104 degrees.
Yeah, on.
And it kind of stayed there for a long time.
Right, just sat there.
On Tuesday, they cut. I'm like, all right, well, how's Deb? You called, I think, John at like lunch or somewhere.
Yeah, John. Yeah.
And I said, how's Deb? He said, well, her temperature's down. I said, oh, that's good, to 102.
Which was great progress. You know, you have no idea how much better you feel at 102 than 104, though.
Yeah.
But you're still not feeling good.
No.
You start getting into 105, and that's when, like, brain damage starts occurring. Right. So,
and
yeah.
That's when you go to the hospital, apparently. But
I was like, down to 102? How are you down to 102?
102, right. You mean it spiked? No, it's down. It's down to that, yeah.
So I guess this is a good point of conversation, but what's the sickest you've ever been, Matt Jordan?
Oh, man.
Does it compare to the sickest Deb has ever been?
Deb's been sick a lot. So.
We're going to knock on some wood.
Yeah, knock on wood here. But
I had 9 years perfect attendance in school to start off from kindergarten to eighth grade. Or to seventh grade, I guess it was 8 years, and it got broken not because I got sick, but because my sister broke my finger. So sickness, I'm never sick. Is not normally. I mean, if it happens, it's not abbreviated or it's not terrible. Like I haven't felt good personally since.
Yeah, you've had a rough couple of weeks, which made me feel really bad because Monday you were feeling rough when I left, and I was like, and then when it hit me, I was like, oh my God, I can't do this to Matt,
right.
But I have
to. You get a little pukey and stuff.
And so like it's sporadic, like, you know, I may not feel good for a few hours or I may not feel good one morning, but I'm fine now. Like I felt terrible this morning, awful. I woke up at 7 and I felt just terrible. By about 9, I felt better. It's just weird that, like, the longer I'm up, I guess I kind of get over it a little bit. And then as I get to go to bed tonight, I'll probably start feeling terrible again.
Right.
So I don't
know. Yeah, that's called allergies. I know that. I know that stuff. That's called allergies.
So, but sick, I just, there's been, I got food poisoning.
Oh, that's bad.
That's rough.
On Valentine's Day.
That's also unfortunate.
Congratulations.
It was a terrible, it's the only time I've ever been in a relationship on Valentine's Day. I was so excited to get to take, you know, my girlfriend out and everything, and I got a speeding ticket earlier that day, and it just put me in a sour mood, and so she was very penny pitching, and she didn't want to spend excess money. She's like, well, you got to pay for a ticket. You can't take me. I had this nice fancy dinner planned out, and right. she wouldn't let me do it. So we went to the Cheesecake Factory because I had gift cards.
Right.
So,
still pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, most people would be happy with that.
Yeah. And we were, but it was spur of the moment. I had reservations at the other place. And so we get to the Cheesecake Factory and there's like an hour and a half wait.
Right.
And we get into an argument about who's going to go get the table. And I made her cry. And it was just not a good day.
Right.
And then I get food poisoning the next
day. On top of that.
Yes. And it
from
all.
From what you ate at the.
Yes. At the Cheesecake Factory.
That's
bang,
awful.
Bang. We split a meal. That's what makes no sense. We split a meal. We got bang, bang, chicken and shrimp. She did not eat any of the shrimp.
Oh, there's
and
the culprit.
That was the culprit.
Right.
And it took, like, sometimes, you know, they say food poisoning can take anywhere from 30 minutes to 24 hours to hit.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it was, that was a Saturday. We got up the next morning, we went to church, we ate lunch, and about 2, it hit me. And you want top? You know what tops it all off?
What's that?
Her biggest fear is vomit.
Oh, no.
It was terrible.
Just awful.
A terrible weekend.
Well, for me, top of the list was definitely dysentery. Was the
you've got us all trumped on that.
Twice. Almost killed me. The second time, I at least knew what it was, so I didn't. Yeah. I didn't have like the first day where I was just like, "Why is this happening?" Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know,
heavens
why
help me.
Instead, you
what
had,
is it about that particular type, and not just with dysentery. But anytime someone gets hit with like a really bad stomach issue,
right,
whenever it starts, it's always like, "What did I do?"
Right, like, and that's what you start thinking,
like,
"What happened?"
It's your fault that you're sick.
Yeah, that's
like
that was
done
what went
something
through,
to
that's
yourself.
That's what went through my head. You know.
And then, when I was a kid, I used to get, and I still get about once a year, I get really bad migraines. And, when I was a kid, they were especially bad. And I remember a couple of times, like, they just put me in bed and I couldn't do anything. Like, I couldn't move. I couldn't get up. I couldn't, like, it hurt so bad. I would start getting, like, auditory hallucinations, think people are calling my name in the other room. Like, it was just awful.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I've gotten some ones where it feels like your heart is beating in your head.
Oh, yeah. Those are pretty bad.
And, Those are bad. And then I've gotten, you know, stomach sick. But as far as like really bad illness, I've never had the flu.
Right.
I've never, you know, I'm food poisoning that one time that lasted.
Well, you might have had the flu, just not like bad enough. To
yeah.
Do
well,
about,
and
but.
It sounds like you had the flu, but like a very like quick, abrupt like
me.
Like yeah.
No, I had
those
there
symptoms
was
though. Are like,
no. There was no, well, okay, first of all, the flu is typically a lung issue. All right, no coughing.
Okay.
No stomach upset.
Okay.
At all.
So it was just like.
It was just terrible
fever?
Aching, fever.
And sore muscles.
Lethargy.
That's so weird.
And, yeah, pain.
That is kind of strange.
Pain.
And you don't want to look that up on, like, Dr. Google.
Every time I
try and look up one of those, you know, diseases and I put in my symptoms, like, it comes up with, like, one thing that it could maybe be,
yeah,
and then like it's like, well, I meet like half of the symptoms, and then one thing it definitely should not be, in my opinion, but it meets, I have all of the symptoms
yes.
of that one, and like
oh,
that
yay.
One's something really yeah. crazy, like scurvy
yeah.
or like
yeah,
lupus,
right.
something
you know?
That's like
you have berry,
exactly. Yeah, it's like, well, I probably don't have, you know, lupus, so let's go with, you know, the common cold or backache, you
yeah.
know, or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm lucky. I don't get
have
it.
Not so far gotten
yes.
incredibly sick.
Yep.
Well, I hope your immune system stays strong. Mine
yeah,
was strong until I got dysentery, and then
yeah,
since then it's
can,
all been downhill
that can
for
probably,
me.
I can see that. Yeah.
I get
yeah.
sick more often now.
Well, you're older now too.
Yeah, it's true. As you get older,
and
yeah,
you get older. You get old and sick, boys. I hate to tell you this, you get old and sick. But I hear that while I was away,
yes.
You added to your family.
I did.
Matt.
I did. I added a dog to the family.
Well, congratulations!
Yes. Thank
from,
you.
From myself and Buster
and
Pup.
And Buster Pup. Yep.
Yeah. What'd you name him?
Gundy. I don't know why you don't like that, but Gundy.
Gundy Pup.
I'm not calling him Gundy Pup.
Gundy.
That's reserved for Buster.
You know. That's a terrible name for
I know.
A dog.
I don't know why you don't like it. I think it's a great name.
I don't know. Maybe because I graduated from OU?
Oh. so Stoops would have been better. Or Switzer. Or
Boren.
Boren. Yeah. Oh,
Schooner.
Schooner.
Schooner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Cheater? Would Cheater have worked?
Oh.
Ouch. Ouch.
Oh.
Boo. Shots fired.
I mean, both of my parents are alumni of OU also, so you might be a little outnumbered here.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I've been outnumbered before. Actually, in Oklahoma, you're outnumbered as an Oklahoma State fan, so I grew up outnumbered.
Oh, that's all right. Nothing against, you know, your dog. I mean, I wouldn't have named my dog after Mike Gundy. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Of course, I named my dog Buster. I mean, that's pretty.
I like my animals to be, like, clearly animal named, so, like, you know, cat like Snowball or something. I don't want people to think that I'm calling for another person in a different room if I want them to
come here, Isadora.
Yeah, like, you know, just like a person name. I want it to be very clear that, like, you know, if I'm like, come here, Tiny, like, okay, he's referring to an animal.
I don't know
probably.
About that. I don't know about that. I've met a few tinies in my life.
Yeah. I've never met a tiny that was actually tiny. But
no,
yes.
No.
Well, yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Or a curly that's.
That has hair?
Has hair,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
No, but come on in here, Slim. Have a seat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've met a few Slims that were slim and tall, actually, and but yeah, I've known a quite large fellows that we called Slim in the Army.
Yeah, you know, you were making a good point though. You know, because you know, I said, well, I you know, you could have named your puppy Gunner. You could have named your puppy Pistol Pete. I thought Pistol Pete would be a good name.
A little long.
my naming thing with dogs was name them after like a type of a weaponry, like Winchester or something like that. So
yeah. Remington
or hand grenade.
Yeah,
that's
the one.
That's my favorite.
Go.
Yeah. Or grenade launcher.
Launcher, yeah.
RPG.
Yeah.
RPG.
Come here, RPG. Here, boy.
Just rolls right off the tongue.
Just good old AK-47 back at home, you know.
Oh, man. No, maybe that's the future. You just start naming your animals after numbers.
Yeah. Alpha. Yeah, like your, you know, Wi-Fi password will be alphanumeric.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. 673757.
Come here, Comet Lawn Chair 6059. Oh, my goodness. Well, you are listening to the Mighty 690. We're going to go ahead and take a little break. We're going to go over to the O&M Beef Roundup, but we'll be back with more Open Line in just a little bit.